AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The death toll continues to rise in Nepal as strong aftershocks disrupt rescue efforts in Kathmandu and other areas badly damaged by yesterday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake. French tourist Loise Colette has arrived in New Delhi just a day after her guide in Kathmandu kept her from being injured or worse when the quake hit.
My guide immediately told me, come with me. It just protects us and pushes us out on the ground and really saves our life.
More than 2,200 people are known dead in Nepal, including Google executive Dan Fredenberg, among at least 17 killed when an avalanche caused by the quake crashed into tents at a base camp on Mount Everest. Save the Children's Ben Pickering says while Kathmandu has been damaged, a number of remote villages have been devastated. And just getting aid and rescuers to those areas is a daunting task.
You've got dispersed communities. Infrastructure will be heavily affected, which means that certainly roads could be impassable, and that presents a number of challenges with reaching those most affected.
Pope Francis, after leading prayers in St. Peter's Square for the dead and the displaced, has called for the world to respond to the needs of the people of Nepal. Small bands of people broke away from other protesters to smash windows and loot and rob in Baltimore yesterday as the others peacefully protested the police custody death of Freddie Gray. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says police were told to protect the demonstrators.
We tried to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other, you know, things that were going on. We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well.
Police say a dozen people were arrested. At least 18 civilians are dead in 4 bombings in and around Baghdad, the deadliest in the city square, where a car bomb killed at least 7 people. This is AP Radio News. Politicians, celebrities, and reporters gathered together for the White House Correspondent Association's dinner. Ross Simpson tells us more.
President Obama poked fun at Hillary Clinton, who would like to succeed him.
Just a few weeks ago, she was making millions of dollars a year, and she's now living out of a van in Iowa.
Obama also poked fun at Vice President Biden.
We've gotten so close in some places in Indiana, they won't serve us pizza anymore.
Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live also took a poke at Biden.
I took Amtrak here. It was way more luxurious than I thought. Did you know that they have massage seats available on those trains? All you need to do is sit in front of Joe Biden.
I'm Ross Simpson.
Coast Guard is searching Alabama's Mobile Bay, where at least 4 people are missing after a powerful storm capsized several sailboats during a race. One person is confirmed dead. More than 100 sailboats were taking part in the Dauphin Island Regatta at the time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.